These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on April 1st, 2022. Late last week, the Federal Communications Commission added the security company Kaspersky to a list of firms not eligible for FCC funds, saying its products pose an unacceptable risk to national security. The FCC also added China Mobile and China Telecom to this list. Kaspersky products are already banned from U.S. government networks. Bloomberg sources say Apple, Meta, and possibly Snap provided customer data in mid-2021, including addresses, phone numbers, and IP addresses, to individuals posing as law enforcement agencies. Ordinarily, law enforcement must submit a court-ordered warrant or subpoena to obtain this information, but in cases of imminent harm, authorities can submit an emergency data request without prior court approval. Security researcher Brian Krebs reports that it would be extremely difficult for platforms to determine if these requests are legitimate if a threat actor obtains access to a law enforcement email account. And finally, the security firm Bitdefender published a post outlining vulnerabilities in IoT cameras from the company Wyze that would allow for a remote user to access content from the camera's SD card without authentication. Bitdefender notified Wyze of the three flaws in this chain in March 2019. Wyze patched them in September 2019, November 2020, and January 2022. However, the WyzeCam version 1 reached end of life in 2020, with the company not patching the discontinued product. Bitdefender advises users stop using the version 1 hardware immediately. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.